Welcome to episode 29. This is Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. It's a special day today in the calendar for the Jewish people. It's the first of the month of Menachem Av. That means a time of comfort for the father. Specifically during this time, I'm feeling a great energy of rectification from what I spoke about in the previous class in terms of betrayal, turning things around, being able to make life a switch of flow, but also switching the flow inside myself that people can, even if seemingly betraying, there's a deeper element of things to be worked on and it can be fixed and moved in the right direction. It's a special day in terms of the yahrzeit of my ancestor, my great-great-grandfather, Alter Zeide, Aaron HaKohen, who was a man of peace and love. And this is something which I try to go in that way. Now, how do we come to that place? We spoke about once in the idea of family and friends keeping away from arguments and different opinions in a way, how to come to that middle path that's able to bridge those gaps. So this is something which is working on in terms of business and friendships, is how to find the path of success in every situation, in every negotiation, in every deal. And we spoke about that already. Then there's the deeper elements of, on an emotional level, how to have the strength to constantly go over when life is pushing you to the limit. It's making you feel that, wow, you know, these people, like, what do they want from me? And the answer is that there is an inner spark inside, a more deeper aspect that you do have the answer, and it's beyond your emotional place and even intellectual in some cases, and it's a certain spiritual clarity of there's a path of peace, a path that can really link everything together. The way we see it in the letters of the Jewish Aleph base is we have the idea of Zion and Zion, the two swords. They're like sword-looking letters, and they join together through a triangle roof, like pushing upwards, like two diagonal lines going up, joined together to make the letter Ches. Ches is the idea of it's the eighth letter, and Zion is the seventh. So when seven is this world, there's an idea you have to go to that deeper place, that level of eight, that level which is beyond this world, and it's going out above this world, above the laws of nature. And that's a certain aspect, a place we have to go to, and we should be able to go to that place in a deep way that we are focused in ourself, in our avoda, in our service, in our life, that we're able to always walk that path of peace no matter what. And that's how I want to start this new month, and it should be a key to a redemptive month, a month of success for everyone, and we should be having great preparation for the new Shabbos about to come, the day of rest, of disconnect to reconnect and flow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.